Home Study Lesson, 2 Samuel chapters 11 through 24 and 1 Kings chapters 1 through 17, or Unit 19. Preparation material for the home study teacher. Summary of daily home study lessons. The following summary of the doctrines and principles students learned as they studied 2 Samuel 11 through 1 Kings 17, or Unit 19, is not intended to be taught as part of your lesson. The lesson you teach concentrates on only a few of these doctrines and principles. Follow the direction of the Holy Spirit as you consider the needs of your students. Day 1. 2 Samuel chapter 11 verse 1 through chapter 12 verse 9. From King David's tragic mistakes with Bathsheba and her husband, students learn the following truths. If we are not where we should be, we can become more susceptible to temptation. If we choose to entertain lustful desires, we can become more susceptible to serious sins. Seeking to hide our sins can lead to additional and more serious sins, and we cannot hide our sins from God. Day 2. 2 Samuel 12 verse 9 through 24 verse 25. Students learned about some of the consequences David brought upon his family and the kingdom because of his sins. They learn that when we choose to sin, we may bring unforeseen and long-term consequences upon ourselves and others. From choices made by David's sons, students learn that if we yield to lustful desires, anger, or pride, then we may dismiss or ignore the consequences of our actions, and our love and concern for others may diminish. Day 3, 1 Kings chapters 1 through 10. As they studied the reign of King Solomon, students learned the following principles. When we selflessly seek the Lord's help to serve others, He will magnify our abilities to serve. If we walk in the Lord's ways, then the Lord will be with us in His temple. If we worship the Lord in the temple, then He may grant us blessings to help us with challenges we face. Day 4, 1 Kings 11 through 17. The account of Solomon's marriages helped students identify that if we marry in the covenant, our hearts are more likely to turn toward God. They also learned that if we turn away from the Lord, then we will lose His promised blessings. Introduction. Because King Ahab and his wife Jezebel established the worship of Baal throughout the northern kingdom of Israel, the prophet Elijah sealed the heavens, causing years of drought. The Lord preserved Elijah and eventually led him to a widow in Zarephath, who fed him during the drought. Elijah raised the widow's son from the dead. Suggestions for teaching. 1 Kings 17:1-16. A widow in Zarephath provides for Elijah and is blessed with food. Write the following question on the board. What are some choices the Lord and His prophets have asked you to make that require you to exercise faith? You may want to discuss this question as a class and have students write their responses on the board. Or you may want to divide them into small groups and ask them to discuss their answers. You may want to share an experience when you have faced a decision in which you had to choose whether or not to act in faith. Invite students to look for principles as they study 1 Kings 17 that can help them understand the blessings they will receive as they make righteous choices with faith. Remind students that Ahab became the king of the northern kingdom of Israel and married Jezebel, a Phoenician princess, outside of the covenant. She was a devoted follower of Baal, a false god commonly worshipped among the Canaanites. Together, Ahab and Jezebel promoted idol worship in the northern kingdom of Israel. Explain that during this time the Lord sent a prophet named Elijah to deliver a message to King Ahab. Elijah held the sealing power of the Melchizedek priesthood, quote, by which things that are bound or loosed on earth are bound or loosed in heaven, end quote. Invite a student to read 1 Kings 17:1 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Elijah said to Ahab. What did Elijah tell Ahab? There would be a drought in the land. Point out that Ahab and others who worshipped Baal claimed that Baal, rather than the Lord, had power over the weather. Invite a student to read 1 Kings 17:2 through 6 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the Lord instructed Elijah to do during the drought. How was Elijah blessed for following the Lord's instruction? Invite a student to read 1 Kings 17:7 through 9 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what happened next. Where did the Lord tell Elijah to go after the brook dried up? Why? You may want to explain that the word sustain in this context means to nourish by providing food. Invite a student to read 1 Kings 17:10 through 14 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what happened when Elijah met the widow. Why did the widow feel she could not feed Elijah? How would it test the widow's faith to feed Elijah before she fed her son and herself? What blessings did the Lord promise to give the woman if she fed Elijah first? Refer to the question you wrote on the board at the beginning of class and the responses students gave. How is the choice this woman faced similar to some of the choices the Lord and His prophets have asked us to make? What might you have done if you had been in the widow's position? Why? Invite a student to read 1 Kings 17:15 through 16 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the woman chose to do. How did the woman show her faith after listening to what Elijah said? What blessings did she receive after she acted in faith? Invite students to identify a principle illustrated by the account of this widow. They may identify a variety of principles, including the following. Before we can receive the Lord's promised blessings, we must first act in faith. Consider writing this principle on the board. Why do you think it is important for us to demonstrate faith before we receive the Lord's promised blessings? Ask students to describe an experience when they or someone they know acted in faith and received the Lord's blessings as a result. 1 Kings 17:17 through 24. Elijah raises the widow's son from the dead. Invite students to ponder the following question. Have you ever felt like you were doing your best to exercise faith and obey the words of the Lord and His prophets, but you still experienced challenges in your life? Explain that after the woman acted in faith on Elijah's words and received the promised blessings, tragedy struck in her home. Invite a student to read 1 Kings 17:17 through 18 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what happened. What happened to the woman's son? How might this event have been a challenge to her faith? What feelings do you think Elijah might have had when this happened? Invite a few students to take turns reading aloud from 1 Kings 17:19 through 24. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Elijah did after the boy died, and how the experience affected the widow's faith and testimony. How did Elijah show his faith in the Lord? What happened next? What did the woman say she now knew after all she had experienced? As you consider the woman's actions and her resulting testimony recorded in 1 Kings 17:24, what principle can we learn about knowing the truth of the Lord's words? Students may use different words, but they should identify a principle similar to the following. As we exercise faith in the Lord's words, we can come to know and testify that His words are true. Write this principle on the board. Consider inviting students to think about how they come to know the Lord's words are true. Invite a few students to share their testimonies of this principle. You may also want to share your testimony. Ask students to ponder what they feel the Lord would have them do to act in faith so they can receive His promised blessings. Invite them to act on the promptings they receive. Next unit, 1 Kings 18 through 2 Kings 20. Show students the picture Elijah contends against the priests of Baal. Explain that in their study during the coming week, they will learn about the confrontation between Elijah and the priests of Baal, how God blessed Elijah to defeat the priests of Baal, and how the wicked Queen Jezebel finally met her end.